Kinda late, isn't it? Don't get cute with me. Where the fuck have you been? Excuse me, young lady. Listen, you either explain yourself to me like a good girl and we do this the easy way, or you can keep being a fucking brat and we can do this the hard way. Either way, I'm going to get my answers. And either way, you're going to be punished. Oh, you're an adult, and it's none of my fucking business, huh? Well, little miss adult, I buy the food you eat and the clothes you wear. I pay for the roof over your head. You will obey my rules. If you don't like it, you can get out. There's the door. Go on, get out. Get the fuck out. I'm sure your friends will happily take you in, right? No, I didn't think so. I thought I was doing the right thing by being so gentle with you. But it seems I really spoiled the child by sparing the rod. Smell on you. You reek of sin. You've been drinking, smoking, and God knows what else. Pull up your skirt, child. I'm going to see for myself what you've been up to. You disgusting, vile, filthy little slut. You really have been playing the whore tonight with all that seed dripping down your inner thighs and still plenty more buried in your gash. Clean my fingers with your mouth. Taste your sin. I'm going to make you sorry. You will repent and beg for forgiveness. You will be a proper preacher's daughter yet. Here, I've sprinkled salt on the floor. Kneel on it, girl. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol. And that, little girl, is what I'm going to do with you tonight. I will punish you. I will beat the sin out of you and teach you to be a good girl the way God intended. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit. And the spirit, what is contrary to the flesh, they are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Take my hand. Let me help you up. I'm not done with you yet, you depraved Jezebel. Ha! That salt really dug in. The knees of a preacher's daughter should bear the weight of her body for prayer, not sin. May this be a lesson to you. Bend over my desk, face pressed to the holy doctrine. Spread your legs. Don't give me that false modesty bullshit. Do what your father says. You let others debauch and defile you. You gave them what was most sacred. I'm going to show you that the only permissible act for the undeserving and unwed. Your cunt is wet enough. All that seed and arousal. I won't need lube. I'm just going to scoop it up out of you and rub it on my cock. Now, my little lamb. Stay very, very still. This is really going to hurt, but it's only right. You deserve this. Daddy is cleansing his baby girl's unmarried sex of all the filth and ramming it up her ass where it belongs. Do you understand? Good. Ready? Enough of that racket, you wanton harlot. Don't whine and scream. Pray for Daddy. Repent, little sinner, and this will all be over soon. That's it. That's my good girl. You always praying so pretty, baby. Oh. Keep praying. Keep praying, my lamb. Pray for Daddy's seed. To wash this. That sins out of your precious body. That's it. That's it, my girl. Let me see your pretty tears pooling onto the scripture. Little slut, tell me how sorry you are. Repent for your disobedience to your father. You are forgiven, slut. Now beg for my cum. I know you did with those boys, but they debauched you, and they raped you. But this is Daddy cleaning you both by beating you and fucking you, and my cum will purify you. Good girl, good girl. That you pay for your sins. This is the feeling of absolution. Now, to bed, my angel. Tomorrow is Sunday.